Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 22. We do this every Friday around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's normally me and Spencer, but unfortunately Spencer has gone off on a spring break with his son to Toronto, the warm north, as I say. And I've got the great pleasure of my other co-host on my other show who agreed to join, Kirk. And we're going to be talking about the best AI tools for your membership website. AI is all in the news. I've got some great advice. I think AI is going to be a really powerful tool to help you produce great content for your membership website, not only for the front end, but also for your courses and provide great content for your students. So before we go into the main meat and potatoes, I'd like to give the opportunity to Kirk to introduce himself to you. So Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Sure thing, Jonathan. Thank you. My name is Kurt Von Onen. I have a small agency called Manana No Mas. I focus on membership and learning type websites in the WordPress space. And we're known for getting things done on time and under budget, which is a fresh pace in the industry.
Yeah, just a little. Like I say, and before we go, we're going to be discussing all the best chat GPT tools, going to be discussing Surfer SEO, Neuron Writer, Jasper, Copy AI. We're going to be discussing all of them, plus the best solutions on WordPress as well. It's going to be a great show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a couple messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership Shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. I just want to point out, if you're looking for a great hosting for your WordPress-powered membership website, you're looking to utilize Lifter, LMS, LearnDash, or BuddyBoss, why don't you come over to WP Tonic? Not only do we offer really superb hosting that's optimized for a membership website on WordPress, we offer a suite of plugins that's got over $10,000 worth of value. We can give you advice about what are the best solutions. We specialize in membership website. Plus, we set up all the email functionality, transitional and marketing unlimited students and emails you can send out. And we can also help with your video hosting. It's a complete package. So go over to WP Tonic and we'd love you to sign up and for us to help get you the success for your membership society in 2023 for yourself and for your family. So this goes, before we go straight into some of the tools that I have purchased and have been utilizing over the last few months, what are your own views about AI and about how, I think we're in the very early days of what will be possible to help specifically membership websites in the thing that a lot of people really stress and strain about, producing written and the actual lesson content for their courses. I think it's going to be an exciting period, isn't it, Kirk?
I'm both excited and I'm also super cautious, just to be, you know, transparent with you, Jonathan. It's like some of the articles that we looked over for the roundtable show. You could tell by reading some of those articles that they may have been put in place by AI. Some of the grammar was off. Some of the word selections were off. And with these tools, people have to go back and proofread them, and they have to, you know, put human faces on them to make sure that they deliver the messages correctly. And I think that human nature being what it is, laziness being a large component of a lot of people, or trying to do quantity instead of quality, we might find ourselves being like homogenized into mediocrity, which is one of those things that I'm afraid of. But the tools themselves, dude, they're off the chain. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you've made some really great points there, Kirk. Folks, these tools really do help you make an outline of your blog post or your lesson or your course structure. They do cut back the time. They do help with writer's block. I've never really suffered from writer's block. I have a bit of dyslexia. But I've never suffered from writer's block. I've known other people who are fantastic writers, but they really suffer from writer's block. You know, they practically, it's a handicap almost. These tools really help with that, but you must edit the content. You must read it, edit it, put it into Grammarly. If you can have a third party, if it's really going to be crucial content that's really on the front of your website, you should have a third party check it over, because when you are writing something and you reread it, you become blind to the obvious. So it's always best because I have dyslexia, I have to do that. But it's a great point. But on the other hand, these tools really, really are, they're getting better and better. And we're going to go through some of the best SaaS solutions and some of the best WordPress solutions. Now, when it comes to WordPress, the solutions are coming. There are a couple that are quite good already, but it's, I would say WordPress, when it comes to plugin solutions, is slightly behind the ball a little bit. But on the other hand, this has just exploded on the scene, and the amount of growth interest has just been amazing. So I'm sure on the WordPress front, especially when it comes to languages and translation, I'm very excited, because it's one of the strengths of WordPress, being able to provide websites in multiple languages. And I think utilizing AI and the technologies we're seeing mature, it's just going to get better and better in offering translational different languages at a price point that a lot of people just couldn't afford just even a year ago. So let's go into some of the tools. And let's start with SEO, search engine optimization. Search engine optimization, especially on the public side of your website, to get your website found, to, as we've discussed, you should be looking at a niche area to build your membership website in 2023, in my opinion. SEO is important. Some people, my normal co-host Spencer, would disagree with that, but we have to agree to disagree. I think for the near future, as near as you can predict it, in a very fluent, dynamic, changing environment, SEO is still going to be important in the next few years. And that's all you can say, basically. There are some established quasar or fully professional SEO tools out there, like Href. There's a couple other professional tools at a professional monthly price. But about a year ago, 18 months ago, a set of new SEO tools came on the market that can show you, recommend the best page or blog titles, can give you a list of the 10 or 20 leading blog posts in that relate to that title, give you recommendations on the length of your article that you need to compete with the best, give you indication of domain authority. Domain authority is a measurement of how Google sees your website in the totality of the website, about its authority connected to the subject that you're writing your blog post about. If you've got a low domain authority, it's going to be harder in more competitive, more volume articles to actually register in the top 10 with Google. So it's better to choose less competitive article titles if you've got low domain authority. It will give you an outline of the key headers, subtitles that should be in your title. So it gives you a global look. And the number one, the one that's been around the longest, that's been utilizing this new AI technology, is Surfer SEO. It starts at around $49 a month. It has one of the most mature UX design, and it does show in the ease of using it. So, Kirk, what do you reckon? I don't know if Surfer SEO has been on your radar at all, or you've got any comments about what I've just said.
Surfer has not been one of my tools to use, so I didn't start looking at it until you directed me to it. But I would agree with you in that the user interface seems to be a lot more intuitive, like more, it's just to your point, seems easier to use, to understand. There's other tools in our list that we're going to talk about that I didn't find as easy to use as Surfer out of the box. So that's saying a lot. Using a SEO tool to help write your content is not easy though. So it's almost like you almost have to reverse your thinking if you're a person that likes to write. Like, writers write. So you're like, okay, I'm a writer, right? And you write stuff out. But now if you're writing for SEO and you're getting the assistance of SEO tools, it's almost like you have to let the SEO tool generate the structure of it, and then your writing just kind of pads it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, there's two ways of doing it, actually, Kirk. The best way to do it is to use it as a research tool to give you ideas and titles. And then I would utilize one of the other tools that we're going to be talking about to actually write the content. And then I would paste it back. I would check it with Grammarly. And then after checking it with Grammarly, I would paste it back into Surfer SEO to then give you advice about changing certain subheaders. It will give you some indication about the word count and give you indication about the actual SEO word count. That is one, the technology that Google utilizes to index and read all these millions and millions, billions of articles on the internet. It's its own language engine. Surf SEO gives you advice about how to optimize it to some extent to make it more Google friendly, so it's going to be indexed more quickly, but still maintain its readability. So that would be my work pattern. Utilize it to give you advice about titles, give you some advice about initial structure, write in another tool, then paste it back, and then re-optimize it in Surfer SEO. Does that make sense, Kurt?
It does. It does, the way that you phrase it. I will say, like, if I write an article, like I pick my own heading, I write it, and then you put it in the SEO tool. The SEO tool directs you in a pattern that almost seems to change your intended messaging, right? So that's why I say, well, to your point, do the research first through the tool, then generate the content, and then kind of resubmit it, like you said. Because if you just write something and put it in, it's going to instruct you to almost change the messaging of it to be SEO
compliant. Yeah, you've got to utilize your common sense, because you have pointed out something which is really very insightful, that it can change the recommendations it gives can send you down the rabbit run, really, a little bit. You can, you've got to use your common sense and make a judgment call. Just don't allow it to take over. You always got to be a judgment call. It's a tool, basically. Let's go on to another one that I haven't utilized, but it's getting really popular. It's Phrase SEO. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I know Phrase. Another podcast, I said Phrasier, but it's Phrase. I haven't used it myself, Kurt, but it has become very popular. One of the things is its starter price on its starter plan, which has limitations in the amount of words and usage. It starts around $14.99. It's not crippled at that price. So if it is a sizable difference in price to Surfer SEO, I think they all have free trial periods, these tools. So I would recommend that you just try it, the free trial, and see if the interface, like I said, I haven't tried it. I'm just going by recommendation. But a spin. What do you reckon, Kurt?
The pricing actually confused me a little bit on this, Jonathan, and I was hoping to get a response back from them before we did the show. The pricing is $14.99 a month, to your point. Write 4 articles a month. It says generate 4,000 AI words per month, but then Basic said 4,000 AI words per month, and Team said 4,000 AI words per month. So I don't think that all three pricing plans would have the same volume of generation.
It doesn't make any sense, does it? I wouldn't utilize any of these SEO research tools as your main writer anyway. So I didn't put me off, but thanks for pointing that out, because that is confusing. It's not a great sign that they're on ball, because if they can't, you know, I'm sure we're not the only people that have been confused by that. So
they might have
alarm bells, doesn't it?
They might have used AI to generate that pricing table. it's just, to your point, $14.99, dude, that is really super affordable. And maybe it's a great platform to sample AI or to see how you work as an individual with that tool. And then if you want something more powerful, it doesn't meet your needs, you know, you spent $15. You didn't spend $150.
Yeah. The last one is one that I've been utilizing actively and been past month. I've been spending a lot of time with it and learning it. It's Neuron Writer. If you go to neuronwriter.com, it starts at $20, but I bought their lifetime deal through AppSumo, and I think it's still available. I might be wrong about that, because it's a very popular, it's been very popular on AppSumo. I decided, after playing with it, to sign up for the full tier. Because it's really, really very powerful. I have experience with Surfer SEO. I was regularly utilizing that. It's one of my tasks at my own company that I produce, to help produce all the content, the videos, the blog posts, sales calls. That's what I'm doing in the company. I was using Surfer SEO. I looked at Neuron Writer. It is, in power terms, I think it's the equivalent of Surfer SEO. In UX design, no, it isn't. It is a bit rough on the edges. It's not rough enough to deter me from utilizing it. It's just not as polished. And it's not that surprising that the people behind Neuron Writer are a new team. Obviously, with our AppSumo deal, you're always have to take into account that it's newer companies, or it's companies trying to get investment because they want money for development, which is totally legit and understandable. But they are newer companies and they might disappear. I've been impressed, and I took up the lifetime deal, which cost me about $300, $300 to $400. And I've been really impressed. So I think if the AppSumo isn't available, you should still look at it, because I think it's still a great deal compared to Surfer at $20 a month. But if you're looking for a great lifetime and it's still available, it really is a really special deal on AppSumo. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, I knew that you would like this one a lot, Jonathan, because the link that you sent me, all the pricing was done in euros. And I was like, well, Jonathan's probably going to love this one. And then I did see the content writer bar in there where it says plan and tag all of your work. And that looks like a super intuitive, like easy way to kind of like, especially when you have a lot of, you know, if you have a lot of content that you're generating for your business or a lot of different article types, it looks like a really good way to organize stuff and get it ready to go.
That's a really great point, because they've just introduced the a long form editor part of the interface, and they do provide a generous monthly writing. And the actual if you're writing really long form blog posts, which I am, I still wouldn't utilize it for that. But if you're only writing a couple articles per month, it does a pretty good job. So you don't have to buy one of the other tools that we're going to be talking about. Or if you're just utilizing it for a couple blog posts and other requirements like video descriptions, email, writing emails for you, you could probably just get away with just utilizing it, because it does have a pretty good writing editor, which they developed about a couple of months ago. Because it was on AppSumo a while ago, and I tried it, and it was a little bit too rough for me, because at the time I was using Surfer SEO. Then they've come back recently to AppSumo. I had a re-look at it, and they had developed it a lot more, to the extent that, yes, it doesn't, in UX design, match up Surfer SEO, but the improvements are good enough for the price metric for me to pull the trigger. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it did. And it specified on the page that it supplies recommendations from ChatGPT AI. So I assume it's tied to ChatGPT in some way?
Yeah, well, I think they're using four as well. I will have to quantify that and check that, and I'll make sure that's in the show notes. But yes,
they are. It looks like
I've been quite impressed with it. I think we'll go for our mid break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about some of the actual long form general AI writing tools that you utilize with the SEO tools that we've just outlined. And I've got some really powerful choices there. Plus, we'll talk about the WordPress. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Coming back, folks. We've had a bit of a binge about the AI SEO tools. Hopefully we haven't bored you too much, but this is important for your website to be found. And plus, we're going to be talking now about the long-form writing tools that will help you with your lessons, your course content. Before we go into that, I just want to point out we've got a great Facebook group community. It's called the Membership Machine Show. The link will be in the show notes. Go there and be part of the community. It's a real mixture of membership entrepreneurs and WordPress developers, designers, implementers. It's a great community. Both me and Spencer are admins. And just join us there. If you've got any questions or you need any advice, we'd be more than happy to help you. So let's go into the writing tools, which go hand in hand, in my opinion, with the SEO tools that we've been talking about. The £100 gorilla in this market is Jasper. It's very similar. My thoughts about it are very similar to Surfer SEO. It starts around $50, and then the next plan up goes slightly under $100. When it comes to UX design, it is extremely polished. Ease of use, polish of UX design, which go in hand to hand, really. So my remarks are very similar to Surfer SEO, is it's a great tool. There are other tools coming up that when it comes to over in the area between 1,000 and 5,000 word articles, I actually think there's probably better tools. I think between 1,000 and 2,000 word, Jasper does a pretty good job. Because it does, I wouldn't say they're ungenerous, but it does have word limitations. But if you're in between the 2 to 3 articles a month, between 1 and 5,000 words, you're not going to hit those limits really on a monthly basis. So what's your thoughts about Jasper? Have you had a look at this one?
Okay. Jasper and I actually go back a little bit, Jonathan.
You've been having a relationship with Jasper, are you?
It's not a tour de fer at all, but
I hope you told your wife this.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to say it's probably been about 2 years. One of the guys that was on the development team for Jasper and releasing Jasper was somebody that I'd met through some of my LinkedIn marketing stuff that I do. And I'm real active on LinkedIn. And we had a great conversation, but man, he was purporting this tool as this will write you a book in 2 days. You know, this, you can sit down, give it an outline, boom, pops out a book, throw on some cover art and you're off to the races. And then he would say, I'm helping people write books, you know, every week. And I'm not going to lie, Jonathan. I thought it was an incredibly interesting idea, but it really soured me because I kind of pride myself as being a writer, right? So I'm like, I put a year into writing a book and this guy's going to tell me he can write a book for me in a week. Right. So, But I looked at the tool. I played with the tool. I was really amazed at what it could do. And that was a couple of years ago. I looked at it again just a year ago, thinking maybe I would start to sample it some. My pride got in the way. I should have leveraged the tool. I would have put my book out quicker. But it's a really powerful tool, especially for people that have good ideas but hate to write. It's a wonderful tool.
Yeah. I think there's people that always over-exaggerate. They've got their opinions. God bless them. I think it's a tool. It can really help you get to the objective. But you've got to learn how to utilize, like any tool, there's the investment. There's the investment in learning it. And you always got to make a balance. That's the benefit of me spending time learning how to utilize this tool. Will it save me enough time to justify the investment of time? If that's making sense, Spencer. That was a jumble of words there, wasn't it? But I think you got what I'm trying to point out. Because there's, like any tool, there's all that metrics, isn't there? Time invested.
And if I could just interject like the nuance of these different tools, because you're pointing out like a wealth of tools here, and I don't want people to listen and think they're all the same thing. They're all very different. Like I found Jasper to be the tool that if I knew what I wanted to write and I knew what I was coming to play with like an outline or a syllabus or something, it was a very great tool at generating content on something I knew, whereas probably the next or two that we're going to talk about was better at helping you get ideas and then develop the idea, if that makes sense.
Yeah. On to the next one, Copy AI, which I have utilized a little bit. In UX design, I don't think it's quite as polished as Jasper, but the price, $36, it's a bit more attractive, a bit more easier to swallow than $50. But on the other hand, you know, we're talking about $14 difference a month. Is it big enough difference to drop Jasper to go and use Copy AI? They have more, I think they've got more generous word limits. I think it's a direct competitor player with Jasper. You're just going to have to make your own business decision on that. I don't know if you've got any comments if you ever played with Copy AI.
My comment, I think, is just one better than what you described, Jonathan, and that is, especially for people that are new to AI or just want to sample things out, they've got that free plan. They're a freemium company, right? So 2,000 words per month for free. And, you know, if you're new to AI, before you make the decision and leap and start spending money, why don't you try a tool like this first and then go, oh, yeah, this is for me, and then what are the features? What are the benefits? You know, pricing and what suits your use case the best?
I think you made a really great point there because Jasper doesn't offer a free plan. They do offer a free trial. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do, but they don't offer a free plan. They've been quite aggressive in putting their prices up, Jasper. They've been quite aggressive over the past year. So on to another one, which I have bought. But it was on AppSumo again. I think it still is on AppSumo. It might have gone away. It's this WordPlay AI. It's really aimed at people that are really about writing long-form blog posts, a lot of content. Somebody with a membership site that's looking to write really good content. It specialises in writing really good quality long-form content. It just won't write it out for you. You're still going to have to edit it. You're still going to have to write out outline. You're still going to have to learn how to utilize the tool. You're still going to have to put it into something like Grammarly, unless you're really great with your grammar, which I'm not. You're still going to have to format it. I haven't touched that. None of these, you know, with a modern blog post, you're going to have to, you should be highly advised to mix it up with images, put video on your blog post. You know, if you want a blog post to rank reasonably in a reasonable long tail phrase that has reasonable traffic numbers in a niche area, you, all the good ones, you're going to have to throw the kitchen sink at it by put images in, video. But if you do all that, you're going to ramp reasonably quickly. You're not going to have to wait some ridiculous long time. So it will increase the traffic to your website. And then you've got all the business about conversion. But you've got to get the traffic first before you have to worry about the conversion. So it's the horse before the cart. Don't put the cart before the horse. But Wordplay AI is really aimed at the long form, between the 2,000 to 5,000 word article. And it's the tool for it. And it's shown in the price. It starts, if you don't get the AppSumo deal, which I bought, I grabbed as soon as I saw it, because it's highly rated as a long word content producing AI tool. So I snapped it up, Kirk. So I got the lifetime deal, and it was expensive in the lifetime deal on AppSumo. But it does start at 99, so it's really aimed at the more quasi-professional market than somebody that's writing a couple articles a month. Does that make any sense, Kurt?
Well, it does, and I am a sucker for the lifetime deal. So when I went to their pricing page and it was like $99, lifetime, $199, lifetime, $399, lifetime, I was like, I'm in, you know, because if you look at the pricing of some of the other tools we've already talked about, you know,
I thought it was $99 per month.
No. On their pricing page, it says one-time payment, lifetime access, 7,500 words a month, $99. And then the different pricing strategies give you different words per month. So 35,000 words per month is $499, one-time payment, lifetime access.
All right, there you go. So I got it through AppSumo, so I presume I got an even better deal. Because it does have these word limits. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. For 100,000 words a month, it's a $9.99 buy-in for lifetime. And so, you know, 100,000 words, that's a lot of words. That's going to take care of, you know, most companies' requirements for content.
Yeah, and it does depend on what it churns out. And what I'm saying is it does churn out a pretty good job for the price metric. It's got a reputation if you're writing long form. And because I watched all the reviews on YouTube, folks. Like 4 days later, I reappeared. That's why people in my company thinks, what does he actually do? Well, they don't realize I've got to spend researching all for the videos, that I knock out about 5 videos a week, plus I write stuff, blah, blah, blah. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So, if you're into long form, Wordplay AI is a good tool. Last, another AppSumo, I think it came back, I think it's still available on AppSumo, is Word Hero. Now, $49 a month, Word Hero. It's an interesting one because it kind of straggles the short form. It has what they probably call apps or widgets. It provides about 100 different little widgets that have been optimized for producing content for specific case studies. Like if you're writing a description for a YouTube video, if you're writing a short email, if you're they've got like 100 of these widgets, or they might call them apps. Then it's got a really good long form editor. It's not as good as Wordplay AI in the content it provides. They might disagree with me there. But I stamped the deal on AppSumo, and that was around Christmas time. And it went away, and I think it's just come back. And they've improved the interface quite considerably. So I've bought about 3 of these tools. I did a big dive about which ones, because I was using Jasper and I was using Surfer SEO, and I went with some of these AppSumo deals just to save money. And I've been happy. They're, like I say, they're a little bit rougher than Jasper. and Surfer on UX design, and they'll have some slight annoying deficiencies, but in the cost to usability matrix, I've been pretty happy with the purchases. And if you're looking for something that can help you with all these different scenarios, plus have a good writer, it seems to produce. I think it's almost as good as WordPlayer, but it's subjective. And I'm because of my dyslexia, maybe I'm not the best person to make that subjective call. But also going by what other experts have been saying, not just one expert, but the totality of reviews that I've watched and read. Most people say it's not quite as good as WordPlay when it comes to long form, but it's almost there. And it's definitely better than a lot of the other AI writing tools. So if you're looking for a kind of Swiss Army knife that can do some of the long form, plus with all these other tasks, writing tasks, definitely have a look at Word Hero. For $49, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe it'd still go with it even at $49, but if the AppSumo deal's on, definitely go for it. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, their yearly price is only $348, so it cuts down the monthly quite a bit if you can pay it up front. Yeah. So the pricing to me was super, super attractive. But now the surface judgment, you know, judge a book by its cover part of me was like, I just really didn't like their website.
No, it's like, horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, this is a horrible website. This is horrible marketing. I don't like any of this. But the pricing was attractive. I have not tried the product in full disclosure. So I would be interested in like maybe doing a trial run through it, maybe trying some of those widgets and tools out. And like I said, the pricing, especially on the annual basis, was super attractive. So if the reviews are correct and the tool does what the reviewers say, the price aligns with the value.
It's really strange, isn't it? It's a great point you're making there. You know, it's a bit like the pricing table. I forgot the one we were talking about, their pricing table. I've forgotten which one.
That was Phrase. Yeah, that was Phrase.
You know, and what you said about Word Hero and about their website is so true. It's a bit of a, as we would say in the UK, Kirk, it's a bit of a dog's breath of a website.
Horses for courses.
And you think you get your pricing page really clear, wouldn't you, Phrase? You know, these are just basic stuff, aren't they, really, in 2023, isn't it?
Well, the irony is this, Jonathan, and it goes back to what we said at the very opening of the show, and that was, you know, these are great tools, but you still have to audit and edit and look at and proofread. And, you know, we're looking at sites that are made by people purporting their AI tools, and we're critiquing the sites, right? It's like, I would expect a higher performance product if this is your marketing product for giving us a product to market ourselves with, right? So yeah, I didn't like the site. I didn't like the layout. I didn't like the communication in there, but I sure did like the pricing. So if the pricing makes sense, it's worth it.
I've been using it, Kirk. I think it's a pretty good tool. They just need a good marketing manager or somebody there. If you're listening, folks, I can send you to some good WordPress designer. Right, less of the flippancy. Onto some WordPress tools. Bertha AI. Bertha, I would say, I know a couple of people behind it. It was the leading tool that came on the scene over a year ago. You get it with our hosting. I need to discuss it with Kirk. We need to push it a bit more that on the website and on when we're talking to our clients, we need to push the benefits that we provide Bertha as part of our package to all unlimited usage. You know, the plan I bought with them was very generous, unlimited. We definitely need to push it. So I presume that you have been using Bertha a bit yourself.
Yeah. What's
your feel about Bertha then?
The first time I used...
Don't hold back, Kirk. Don't hold back.
The first time I used Bertha, not going to lie, it did blow my socks off. I put in an idea for a blog post I wanted to write, and it threw out like... And it was a blog post of something like, what are the main reasons that people find failure with e-learning websites, right? And it just went, boom, here's your topics, here's some bullet points. And then I was like, expand the bullet points, boom, paragraph, 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 paragraph. And the content was pretty stinking solid, Jonathan. I mean, I went through and did the re-edit on it, and I only had to make a few changes. I made some format changes. I changed the order of some of the things that I wanted to focus on for my clients. And then I added graphics and published it, dude. And then it was, I'm not going to lie, it was 15, 20 minutes worth of work. But normally that kind of content would take me like 2.5 hours to generate. And it was quality stuff. And I felt like, now this is the weird part, because I think I told you at the beginning, it was my pride that kind of kept me from using AI tools, right? Like, I'm a writer, but that went right out the window. Because at the end of that 20 minutes, I felt like this is my piece. Like, I put the idea in, it gave me some words, I rearranged some things around, I put in the graphics, and I reread it, re-edited it, and then published it. And when I published that, the weirdest thing was, because with Bertha, you tell it what kind of voice you want to have. Do you want to be persuasive? Do you want to be firm? Do you want to be funny? Do you want to be... So you tell it the style of writing you want it to have. And then it generated content that I would have written myself if I wanted to put 2.5 hours into it. I was really pleased.
Yeah. I don't think they would disagree with me, but I've utilized it. Obviously, I bought some of these SaaS-based tools as well. And you might be wondering why, Jonathan. It's just that I think if you're in, I'm writing really hardcore blog posts that are competing in very competitive areas to drive traffic to the WP Tonic website and my other business. I've got another digital based business as well. And I'm really utilizing it hardcore. I think for short to medium article or improving adding copy and that, I think Bertha is a great tool. You can have some problems when you install it because it's got its own interface and it works with the editor, Gutenberg. And this isn't Bertha's fault to such an extent. It's just that it's having to deal with the realities of WordPress with all these different page builders. Like, you can have a user utilizing Divi, a user using Animator, Gutenberg, 5 other page builders. So it has to work with all the leading page builders. Then it has to deal any plugin that's utilizing that is very big plugin that's utilizing a lot of JavaScript can have compatibility problems with plugin conflict. And when you first, I would not install it on my live website because it could affect layout, the theme you're utilizing, you might get plugin conflict. So I would install it on a staging site. I would have if I had a live website, I would not install it on the live website. After testing it on a staging site, obviously any production website, you're concerned about performance. Any plugin that utilizes a lot of calls, API calls, and he's got a lot of JavaScript calls, it might affect performance. I'm not attacking specifically Bertha for that, but this is the reality. So if you've got a site that performance is extremely important to you, and you're literally anal about it, I would not throw PERFA on your production website. What would you say about what I've just outlined? And Kurt, would you agree with some of that, or you think I'm going off on a bit of a wonder about that?
No, you know more about that stuff than I do, and especially in that category. But to your point, the interface and working with it in the site, like when you activate, because you activate Bertho when you want to use it, right? You have to go and you have to press the button, activate it. Using it or not using it, I should say, when you're editing in the site, the little Jasper icon keeps popping up and getting in the way of your cursor when you're trying to do stuff.
Yeah, like I was going to say, because that seems anal, but I find that really annoying.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Grammarly. So for anyone that uses Grammarly on their computer, it seems like right when you want to put your cursor at the right side of your line, the Grammarly logo's over it. Well, now imagine you got Grammarly and Bertha fighting for space, right? So that kind of thing I find annoying, but then again, you know, you can activate it and deactivate it based on your use case. So no, overall, and most of my projects aren't so large that performance issue is really the call out. What my clients tend to look for is, my clients are lazy. And I say that in the kindest, most loving way, but they want the most amount of tools to help them do their stuff the easiest, quickest way. So they would much rather have Bertha and have the site clock a couple milliseconds slower than to not have Bertha and have that performance increase.
I've got the starting price or the price that I chose that gives you. I've got it at $45. I need to check this. Go on.
I was going to say, you can jump into Bertha for $20 a month.
Right. So I've chosen a price point that's a more serious level. For $20, I think it's a pretty good deal. If you've got a WordPress website, you want to try AI, and they've been at it for over a year and a half. And like I say, I think it's still the best or the only. I know there's some other people that are going to be, WP Crafter, Adam is producing a competitor, and there's some other people, but it's still a quality solution, so I've got no problem about recommending it. Tina's put on, she didn't get the second tool. Do not worry, Tina. It will go a couple of days to the WP Tonic website. All the links to all the tools that we're talking about will be on the show notes on the WP Tonic website, Tina. So there we go. Tina's a regular. Thank you for your support, Tina. She wrote me a little email with some suggestions, which was most welcome. And we also can't pronounce this person's name, but hello there. Thanks for joining us. So on to another tool, one I haven't tried, but looked at the website, and it's a kind of quasar SEO writing tool, and it Git Genie. Starts between $15 to $40 a month. The price metric, their website's pretty good. I haven't used it in anger. Do you know anything about Git Genie? The only thing is, I wasn't too sure. I'm not sure there's too much about the people behind this particular plugin. Got any words about this?
I was a little critical of the website again, and I'm not a web developer designer person. Like I'm part colorblind. I have no reason to complain about anything, but I thought it was pretty bold where it said, you know, that they were the one AI super app to replace them all. And they basically listed, you know, almost all the people that we talked about already this morning. So I was like, wow, this must be a pretty powerful kind of tool. So it's one that's on my bucket list. It's one that I definitely want to look at. I want to check out. You know, it almost looks like
they must have mind read me, because they're replaces them all, and then it lists most of the solutions that we talk about: Surfer, Jasper, Neuron, Phrase, Copy AI, Bertha. It's kind of listed all the ones that we've been talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And then they did the one thing that that usually steers me away from any product online, and that was they didn't have a pricing link on their page, but it just had a buy now. And when you go to the buy now, it does come up with pricing. And what's cool about it is there is a free starter package. So when I say that it's on my bucket list to try it, I'm not making that up. That's real, right? I'm going to try this free starter package. I'm going to check it out, see what it does. Maybe we can put in a follow-up post or something on WP Tonic, you know, after we get to try some of the things we didn't try earlier, Jonathan. And I think it's worth the effort.
One of the things that annoys me, if you go to the About Us page in the footer and try and learn about who the people really behind this, it's got a subsidiary of Aspeed Studio who I'd never heard of, but that doesn't really mean anything. There's a lot of plugin shops that have hundreds of thousands of users. I've been in WordPress for almost 14 plus years, and I run one of the leading podcasts, and I've interviewed literally everybody in WordPress, and I still come across plugin shops that got hundreds of thousands of users, and I've never heard of them. But I do like to know who's the CEO, who are the key people behind something, that, and they have links to their LinkedIn profile, because I've learned the hard way just putting some plug in and not knowing who, when it's a really, it's offering key functionality. I'm not talking about a plugin that just does one little thing and does it really well. These are really big solutions, if this is making sense. So I like to know who the people are really behind it. Is this making sense, Kurt?
Well, especially in this case, because in this case, they're saying set your WordPress content and SEO, you know, on AI autopilot. They're saying we do the SEO, we do the long content, we can replace all these tools. And it's like, oh, that's a big statement. And so you would like to know, you know, who's making that statement. So it would be worth doing a follow-up to see what's really going on there. You know, there's a big difference between promises you see in your, you know, JVZoo spam mails versus what you see in AppSumo versus what you see in a premium market. And so it'll be cool to see what this really entails.
On to the next one, Link Whisperer. Link Whisperer uses AI, but it's doing something completely outside what we've been talking about. It helps you build internal links. Now, when it comes to SEO, the core is external links, but also, but to get quality external links to your articles and that is extremely difficult, extremely difficult. I must get 50 emails a week from people saying, do you mind sharing a link on this blog post? No, I don't. You want to support the podcast? Here's the great deals we offer. I never hear anything back from them. So people do not share links. So sending people, but it must work to some extent because they won't keep sending them out. But building a link structure with your other internal articles is important. And it's something that we all tend not to do unless you're an SEO professional or you've got a SEO agency that's really doing some work for you. A lot of them do say that they do a lot of work and they don't do anything. But if you're looking, I've got a friend who runs the SEO agency, John Locke. You know, if you're looking for a really professional SEO professional, go and have a look at John Locke. I would highly recommend him. He's very ethical, unlike a lot of these SEO types. John really does do what he says he's going to do. So I'll make sure there's a link to John's site in here. But Link Whisperer, it helps you build internal links, and I've been using it for over a year and a half, and I religiously, it cannot replace if I was doing this manually, but I've got over 150 articles on the WP Tonic website, and it was something I was told, you really got to try and build your internal link structure much better, Jonathan. And I've utilized this, and I think it's made it really help the website be indexed by Google. So I think for $77 per year, one website license, it's a great tool and great value, Kirk. What do you reckon? Yeah.
This is one of those annoying things, Jonathan. This is I've got tons and tons and tons of content, and then this came up was, oh, well, you should link this to this, and you should link that to that, and you should, and then I'm like, oh, and sometimes I write something, and it's, I'll write a whole article, I'll publish the dang thing, and then like 3-4 days later, be like, why didn't I link that to what I wrote 2 years ago? And it's, and the idea of repurposing content, I mean, we hear these buzzwords all the time, but when you're a one-person shop or you're a very small entity, it's very hard to watch the details. And this is one of those tools that automates the detail for you. And I think it's a great tool. For $77 a month to take that off your plate and have it taken care of, that's a big deal. You know, I've written content for somebody else that you have on your show with Lifter, and we have to do all the stuff for SEO, internal links, external links, you know, animated GIFs, bullet points, different headers. And when you do long form content, it's a task and the details count.
It will, one tip here, folks, it will give you a list and you, I tick it all, but then you can go in and untick. That's easy. But don't select all, we'll just publish, because you have links everywhere, all over your content. And it's a tool. If you're doing it yourself, you'll do a better job. But most people won't do it at all. But it's a tool. As long as you follow that tip and just look at what it's and where, and just double check what it's linking to and make some judgment calls, just spend a little bit more time with the tool, you'll get almost 40% better results than just letting it tick all or just click it and it does all the links for you. You can do it that way, but I would advise you not to do that.
And I'm not sure if you mentioned it. If you did, I'm sorry. If you have multiple sites, it ties and connects them together.
Does it? I didn't know he did that, actually.
Yeah.
He knows more than me, folks. There we go.
Yeah. So I've got multiple properties with similar messaging. And so you could literally kind of connect those together.
All right. That's great. It's a great tool. I've been for the value metrics. Last thing, chat boxes. I got one. I use two on my other business. I use a separate one that has that app. I use our one. I use the free services. A lot of people hate chat boxes, but I've got to tell you, on the WP Tonic and on my other property, I would say almost 60% of the people that actually turn into an actual buying customer approach me through the chat box functionality of the WP Tonic website and my other website property, mail-write.com. I would say over 60% of those that turn into a client communicate through the chat box. So a lot of people poo-poo them, but I don't use them. I make it clear when none of us are verbal, and I'm not a verbal. And then when they message, I don't give them a stream of automated replies. I'm available. And I make sure that bing, when I get the bing sound on my phone and that, I have two different sounds for my two different businesses. When I hear that sound, I'm on the phone straight away and I'm communicate person to person. I think that's the difference in utilizing the tool. A lot of people have these automated chat responses, and I don't think people are really looking for those. And I think people find that very frustrating. What do you reckon, Kirk?
I'm going to go back to the first part that you said, Jonathan, and that was some people find them annoying, but they do have conversion and they do seem to work. It's like pop-up windows. Like everyone says they hate pop-up windows. but then you put a pop-up window in and people click it and it converts. So it people hate spam, but if people didn't click a spam and buy something, would you keep getting spam? No, right? So something's working. I have a chat tool. It's not chatbot. I have it on three of my other sites, and it works well. When people get in there, it's quality in, quality out. So it depends on your setup. So I have automated responses, but it's, you know, any kind of chatbot, I think in a high touch or high ticket purchase is a plus, because you can't be there all the time to answer everybody on the spot. And so if you have a quality chatbot that's well developed and answers the questions and has a pathway for the user experience that makes sense, it's a great conversion tool.
Yeah, that? I think that's a good point. I think I poo-pooed that side of it, but you are right. But you just got to work on it. If you've got the same questions are asked you, and you can give the kind of a really insightful insight and a link where they can book if they want to book. Can you offer value, and do you put the time in to make it useful to your end users? If you don't, they're going to find it annoying, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah, you have to develop it. So my particular chatbot and my use, and the chatbot that we profile does the same thing, which is why I'm pointing this out, is you can pick a pathway. You could say, you know, are you male or female? Go this way. Okay, are you this age or that age? Go this way. Are you, what services are you looking for? A, B, or C, or X, Y, Z? Go this way. And then, like, to your point, you know, hey, we'd love to have a face-to-face conversation. You can book my link right here. And so you can answer their questions. And if you don't, give them the option to still get in touch with you face to face. But it's a great nurturement tool. I think it works awesome. And I looked at this chat bot. It's not the one I use, but it has very similar features. So
I did give it a look over. It's on the list of the AI from WP Beginner, and all the other lists. Bless their hearts. But it's on all the lists, and I had a look at it, and it's a kind of quasar, it's a quasar SaaS word, but the WordPress plugin is quite a lot of functionality, and I think they offer a free level. A lot of them do. In it, you have to work out what the functionality comes from, the free, the paid. You just got to do your research. But on the AI WordPress lists, that if you put best WordPress AI plugins, you'll get about three or four websites that list all these. Most of them aren't that particularly good. I think on our show, we've had a good mixture of SaaS and WordPress solutions. So we're going to wrap it up, Kirk. I think it's been a great show. How can people find out more about you and what you're up to, Kirk?
LinkedIn, Jonathan. I'm on LinkedIn a lot, and that's a great way to reach me, and I'm the only one there, so the only Kurt Von Onen.
He lives on there, folks.
yeah. So that's a great way to find me. Mañana Nomás is my website. I'd love to see you there. And I've got a ton of projects. So, yeah, I'd love to meet anybody, talk to anybody, and if it's a value-added situation.
Kurt's got multiple hats, and he's a hard worker, so he knows a lot about the learning sector. So go over and always book, if you're interested, have a book with him. I just want to point out, you know, if you're listening to the podcast of the Membership Machine Show, please give us a review on iTunes. It really does help the show, and it helps people find the show. We've got a YouTube channel that's under the WP Tonic brand, which the Membership Machine Show is part of. We've got a load of extra videos all about e-learning and membership topics. Go over there and subscribe to the channel, and you'll find all the social media links in the show notes. That really helps us. So you can join us on LinkedIn, find us on Twitter. All the links are in the video or in the notes on iTunes, whatever podcast player you're listening in to the podcast or watching the video on. We're everywhere, basically. So we will be back next week with Spencer and myself, and Also, listen to our regular WordPress show that deals with everything around WordPress, which Kirk is my co-host of. Join us on that as well. That's the WP Tonic This Week in WordPress and SaaS. Join us on that. I almost forgot the name of my own bloody show there, folks. It's been a long show, but I think we're giving great value, some great advice. We will be back next week. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.